We are learning Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah told us that if you make a hafara betayis, and the Ran says hu adin akama betayis, which means you didn't know who you're doing it to, either your daughter, your wife, or you didn't know what type of nether was, alokas is not chal. So what's the makar? Lameimra Dr. Gemara, the yoni oisa dafgu, the pasuk that says yoni oisa because the father removed her from the nether. So it's dafka. You saw dafka. It's with dafka. You have to know who you're talking to. Freiting Marakasha, v'gavi kara'im. When it comes to kriya, the chiyav to do kriya on a mace, the chsiv al. It says loshon al in the pasuk. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, when they heard that Shaul and his son were killed in war, it says that they made a kriya, v'yispedu, the pasuk, read the whole pasuk in Shmuel, it says, v'yispedu, v'yifku, v'yitzumu ada erev. They said hespedim. They cried. They fasted until the evening. Al Shaul va'al yoinusam benoi va'al amashem va'al beis Shaul kinoflu b'charib. You see the idea of hesped. It says loshen al. It says a loshen al, and al. And just like oisah is dafka, al should be dafka as well. It should be al should be dafka as well. V'tanya, we're still learning a brisa. Omrulay meis aviv. Someone told him that his father died. V'karib made a kriya. V'achanim to benoi. After he found there was a son, yotzei kriya yotze. So you see, by kriya you don't have to do. You don't have to know exactly who you're doing it for. And even though it says al, so why by neder it says oisah? Why there's a dafka? The kasha is why by oisah is dafka, and here by al is not dafka. The gemara answers not shver. Amrulay kasha. Habistam haba mefarish. That there's two cases. One case is they told him Beferish his father died. The other case is it was Stam, he thought in his head that his father died. And it comes out Lefizeh, the Brisa that says, Armuloi Meis Aviv Vikara Vachachnim Tsevanoi is not Labdafka they told him Beferish. He thought Meis Aviv. So that's the answer. By Stam, it's not Kulatois. And the Ram points out in our Mishnah also, if you do Stam Afara and no one told you Dafka what it is, you just thought it was one in your head. That's fine. It's only if the person tells you beferish, is it a problem? Look, kasha avistam beferish v'atanya. Bring a riot to this halacha. Omru loy meis aviv v'kara. Someone told him your father died and he made a kriya. V'achanim tza benoi. Afterwards, he found out it was his son. Lo yos de kriya, not yotze. It says clearly, not yotze. Why? Because omru loy. But omru loy meis, someone told him a meis died. Ukasava of he thought it was his father, Vakara, and he made Kriya. Vachadim some after found his son. Yes, they agree. Yes, they agree. So first in the Brisa, the Chilik in Rishon Seif is what? The Rishon is Armulei Meis Aviv. The second one is Armulei Meis. The Chilik is Stam and Farish. And our Mishnah also Chilik is Stam and Farish. So it means that Ran learns the Chilik is if the person told him a Farish or not. And if you Ran, you have to say the first Brisa is Lav Dafka. The Rosh and Tosfos learn a little different. That Stam and Farish means when he did Kriya, did he speak out clearly who he's doing it from? That if the Pharisee by Kriya, I'm doing Kriya for the person's father, then there it's before us, where he says Stam, he doesn't say anything, that's called Stam. Nothing to do with the way that someone told it to you. It has to do Stam and Pharisee is the guy who's doing Kriya, not in the person who told it to him. The Ran learns is the person who told it to him. According to the Rosh HaTosis, it's the guy who did Kriya, did he speak it out or not? And that's the look in Stam and Pharisee. Rav Ashi is a different teretz. And the Ran speaks out, Rav Ashi doesn't argue on the first teretz. He agrees to the first teretz, but he holds a shtickle doichik to say that the first braisa, Omruloi, Meis Aviv, that it says that your yoitza and Omruloi is Dav Dafka. Because there it says yoitza has to be Stam. He doesn't like that. Therefore, he says different pshat, and that could stim with the first braisa. But he agrees in principle to the schilik, to the difference in Stam and Farish. Like the second braisa is clear, it's the schilik between Stam and Farish. He agrees that by Stam, there's no problem. By Mefarish, there's a problem. But he has different teretz to the kasha. Rav Ashi Yomar, both cases can be by Mefarish. And that's where the first Brisa says, even Mefarish is Yoitza. But when are Yoitza? Can't betech the Yidibur, can't lach the Yidibur. If it's within Kech Yidibur, which means enough time it takes to say, Sholim Alecha Rabbi, it says hello to his Rabbi, that amount of time is still called Bavas Achas, and that's enough. Rav Ashi Yomar, can't betech the Yidibur, can't lach the Yidibur. How did it come to Yoitza Kriya? That it says that Yoitza Kriya, even though it was the wrong one, because you found that it was the son within Kedei Dibur. Hadamus loyot they kriya lach Kedei Dibur. That they said you're not yet. It's after Kedei Dibur. Then the Ran speaks out the who had them by afar also. If you do tech Dibur, you find out who the right one is, then it's good enough. Vatan, you'll bring a riot to the seaside. Mishiyesh lechoyle b'seich beis. So someone has a choyle in his house. When it's aleph and he fainted, a kodeim shemeis. He thought he died. V'kara he made kriya. V'achem meis. And afterwards the meis taka died. Loyos de Kriya. You're not yet de Kriya. Now I'm Rav Shimon Pazi on this. I'm Rav Shimon Levi, Shimon Gabar, Loy Shad, Well, Shemes Tachet de Dibur. It's only if you died after de Dibur. I was Sech de Dibur, Kedir Dami. If you die after de Dibur, that's a good Kriya because it's Sech de Dibur Dami. So you see this inside, like Rav Ashi is saying, that Tech Dibur helps. There's two terutsim to the steer between Kriya and Havara. Really, it's the same halacha. And the answer is like this. By Mefarish, it's a Teretz. By Stam, it's not. That's one Teretz. Another Teretz is they're both by Mefarish, but Techli Dibur you could change. And Techli Dibur is enough. If you do Techli Dibur within the mace, that's enough. Or Techli Dibur Dafara, you find that the right one, it's also enough. It's a Techli Dibur, it's enough. It's longer Dibur, that's why it's not good. And the Gemara ends off. Hilchasa, what's halacha ma'isa? Techli Dibur Kedibur Dami. Techli Dibur is like Mamsh Kedibur, it's like Vasachas. Chutz from four things. Mi Megadef. Megadef is someone who was Megadev Chas Shom Hashem. It's like a Birchas Hashem. And Avodah Vilchava means, he says to Avodah Zarah, Eliata, or Mekadesh, which is Kedushin, or Megarish is Gerushin. These four things, technically don't help. If someone's Megadev, he's Chayiv Misa. He can't change his mind within a second. Or Avodah Zarah also, he can't change his mind within a second. Kedushin as well, and Gittin. So that's what he passed. Technically is good, besides these four things. So the Ran mutches over here, what is the chilek about these four things more than the other things? What's the difference? Zok the Ran, that the yisoid is, that the reason why always it can be chayzer techli libra is, because we assume that there's no gemiras das, he doesn't finish his gemiras das until after that few seconds. Masha'enken, these things that are so chomer, a person doesn't do it stamazai. He doesn't do it with thought before. If he did it, he's ready gemiras das, therefore he can't change it anymore. He can't change it anymore. That's the Ran svar. And they ask in the Ran, the Lechaira, the case of Kriya and the case of Nadarim, there, how can you say, don't do a Gemiras Das there, there was a mistake. So what does have to do with anything? So they ask on the Ran Svara. The Ran brings out another Svara from the Ramban that says of Shem Venetam that Techli Diva really is a Tekana de Rabbanon, that they say it could be Chayzer, just in case a Talmud is buying something, as Rebbe walks by, he doesn't want to give him a chance to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And therefore they said everything also, you could be Chayzer. And Mashenkein, by this, that it was more chomer, they didn't give this takana d'rabbanan. But the Ran doesn't like that pshat either, because if it's takana d'rabbanan, that could be ekadav min ha'tayra. So there's two pshatim really over here. There are two pshatim. One pshat is because d'rabbanan didn't take a dibur. The second pshat is because of gemiras das. That's two pshatim in why they didn't take a dibur.